Blog Talk Radio.
And friends, God bless you all. Those that are everyone that is tuning in tonight, I just thank God for you all because you're really making a sacrifice. I'm just pretty much putting a statement that saying that I am serious. I am serious about my spiritual walk. I am serious about my relationship. I am serious about my finances. I'm serious about the different moves that I need to make in life so God could keep elevating me. Let me tell you something, saints of God. If you never sacrifice anything in your life, you won't never know the value. If you never sacrifice anything into your life, you won't never know the value. sometimes it comes to a time to where you got to begin to make sacrifices to understand the value of what you have around you. That's why a great relationship between a husband and wife, they understand, they come to this place to where they have this, they have a love, unconditional love. They have unconditional love. Why do they have unconditional love? Because they understand the value with each other over time, over years. They begin to make sacrifices for each other. They begin to put sacrifices in each other. And in that sacrifice, they begin to learn the value. They become into the value of each other. Amen? And you got to understand something. It's going to take sacrifice for you to come into the Word of God, for you to really understand the value of the Word of God. If not, it's just going to be another word. It's just going to be something that you do every day, you believe in. You just, you know, I go to church, I have God in there, in my heart, I have a belief. So your life just become good enough. I don't know anyone want their life to be just good enough. And I know that many of you that is listening all over the world and you're listening right now, my God, you don't want your life to continue to be good enough. What is good enough? Good enough just says, I have the resources to take care of responsibility week by week or month by month. Good enough doesn't say that I have resources or my life or my mind, my emotions or my feelings. I have enough in me. I have so much in me that will take care of me 6 months from now, all the way up for 6 months to a year from now. Good enough is just month by month, week by week, day by day. Any minute in that, any time or any day in that month or in that week, you could be depleted. It's just all it takes, one incident, one situation to cause you to be depleted, cause you to come back to a place of frustration. So you don't want to be good enough. That's why I challenge you all, and I challenge the body of Christ to do and give your best. What is your best? Then sometimes you got to come into position to where you got to challenge yourself to oversee your best. You know what your best is. Let's give your best. Be able to sow your best. Sow your best into everything that you do and put your all into it. Do not, my God, take away anything from that. I could care, regardless if you're on a job that you don't like, give your best. Because why? You're sowing seeds for your tomorrow. You are sowing into that company or you're sowing into that job for your tomorrow. It's not about where you are. It's about where you're finna go. That's what a kingdom mindset will do. That's what a kingdom will do. Amen? There's 2 points that I want to go ahead and declare and decree tonight, and I want to pray tonight. There's 2 areas I want to pray. I want to go back to that scripture, the 4th chapter at the 1st verse, and I thank God for Sister Harris. She did an excellent job sending out the message tonight. She did an excellent job today, yesterday, we could say, that sent out the message to everyone. I want to begin to show you all something, show different avenues where we could begin to pray and we could begin to put the Word of God back into our life properly. What happened is, and I keep saying it over and over, we don't been raised up on a control system where our system that we've been raised up on, we don't know how to function outside of that. If we don't have something going on within that system, we're telling our bodies or our spirits and our mind is not able to function. Even though we want to be in a place of peace, we want to be in a place of joy, we want to be in a place of happiness, we want to be in a place of prosperity, we want to be in a place where we are not worrying about finances, amen? We want to be in all these places. They are the places that we desire. There are the places that we desire, but they're also the place where we constantly fight and we constantly having struggle in. It's not the devil. It's the area where we constantly having struggle in. I'm going to share this quote with you. To have a problem or to face a problem or you have a chance to deal with a problem, you basically saying to that problem, you have a chance to change. You have a chance to change that somebody's life. You have a chance to make a difference in that problem or make a difference in your life or in somebody's life. If you're not able to face a problem, you don't have the capacity, or you're never going to see the success that you need to see in your life. Millionaires are born because they solve problems. Y'all hear me? Millionaires are born because they solve problems. It's the church system to where we get into this rhythm, or we get into this motion, and we holler about millionaires, 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 but we don't have the mindset to handle problems. When problems come, we begin to rebuke it, or we begin to send it away. Now watch this. The problem is okay to have a problem when it's not your problem, long as it's somebody else's problem. But the moment the problem come at you, the question is, can we deal with it? It's not the other person that needs to understand. It's us needs to understand as saints of God, as kingdom-minded, kingdom individual. So when a problem come, it's basically the problem come, prosperity and wealth testing you, are you ready to receive me? Are you ready for me to have a house so I could come live with you, I could come stay with you? The question is how we deal with problems every day. Do we handle the problems every day correctly? Or do we rebuke the problem? Or do we want the problem just do not exist? Or we try to run for problems? If you never deal with a problem, you will never see the success. In Daniel, the Bible talks about Daniel in the lion's den. And when Daniel was in the lion's den, he was faced with a problem. He was faced with a problem that coulda and shoulda took him out. But he looked at the problem, and he seen the problem, and he turned the problem into wealth. He turned the problem into prosperity. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, when they open up the cave, they open up the thing, and they see Daniel still there. And they see Daniel looking at these lions is bowing down, he petting them like little cats. So immediately they turn his attention to Daniel and begin to praise him, because why? He solved the problem that they thought that it could not have been solved, that they knew for sure that these lions were going to tear him up. Now he changed from a place to where I should have been buried alive, and he changed to a place of wealth. If you're looking to change your finances, if you're looking to change the place where you're at right now, I declare and I decree tonight over your life that you're going to be an individual that begin to stand up to problems, and you'll be an individual to handle problems in the character that God has chose us to be. Let's look at something. We begin to excavate the scripture of the word of the Lord to begin to, number one, put our perspective back in order, especially dealing with fasting. And it's a good thing to, and when we begin to, when I love to look at the kingdom, love to mimic and look at Jesus' life, how he did things, because I think that is the greatest example. If we're going to understand the kingdom and we're going to understand the movement for we could be in the order, Jesus' life is a great example. You know, the second verse says in the fourth chapter, in the second verse, it talks about, and when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards, he was hungry. Afterwards, Jesus was hungry. See, you understand, you know, he fasted for 40 days, 40 nights. The Bible says afterwards. So, in other words, at the end of his fast, the Bible says Jesus was hungry. See, the enemy wait till he catch you at your very vulnerable point of time. He wait. He's a patient serpent. That serpent is very patient. You know, while the saints of God, while we're trying to work on patience, the devil operates what we're trying to work on against us to bring an attack on us. So we trying to work on patience, and the devil say, I'm operating in patience. I'm going to take your skill set, that what's supposed to bring you success, I'm going to use it against you to bring an attack on you, to bring you down. So he was very patient. In that 40-day time period, the enemy, they had nothing to say to him. But afterwards, the Bible says he was hungry, that Jesus was hungry. Amen? Then the Bible called him, watch this, in the third verse it says, he said, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. The first thing that I want to pray tonight and begin to rebuke areas of leadership. Why is that? Look at this here. The Bible says, if thou be made the Son of God. So he's talking about, not only he's talking about challenging him, but he's challenging his position. It's the sons and daughters of God that is in position as leaders. You are disciples. You are the individual that is the head of the kingdom ministry. You sit at the head of the table. God puts you at the head of the table. You are the lender, not the borrower. You don't belong in the back of the line. You belong at the front of the line. So when the enemy approaches and when you change your transition into sons and daughters of God, that means your position is at the head of the table. That means you are positioned in the body of Christ to begin to be individuals to lead, to declare and decree and break cycles of generation curse, spiritual soul ties that is upon not only the saints of God, but what's in your life, what's in your family, what's in your home. Begin to suffer and break. So now the enemy attack leadership. Amen. So it's not strange when leaders begin to get attacked. Pastors and ministers and worship leaders and our ushers and administrations and youth department leaders. It's already started from the beginning. But look at this. The enemy came and attacked him in a point of time when he bring order and bring his structure back into his life, amen, so he could begin to get his assignment. What he was doing, he was fasting. He was fasting. The Bible never said that God came to talk to him first. I shared this last night. The Bible says the enemy came to talk to him, and the enemy said something to him. Now, I want you to get this Hollywood picture out of our mind. This Hollywood picture, now you're seeing this enemy as a red horn and all this kind of characters and stuff going on out of mind. Just get that picture out of your mind. Let's deal with the mind. The enemy is speaking to God in his mind, Jesus in his mind, and he's telling Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, and that if is a position saying, I know who you are, I know what you're capable of, but I want to know, do you know who you are? Do you know what you are capable of? Do you know? So that's why the enemy approaches him and he says, if thou. So in other words, he said, I'm going to allow you to make that determination to me. I'm not going to make it for you. I'm not going to acknowledge who you are in the kingdom. I'm going to let you acknowledge who you are. Saints of God, if you never know, if you're really not for sure who you are, I could care less if you say, I don't know my office. I don't know what I am in a 5-4. I don't know if I'm a prophet, pastor, evangelist. Listen, you're a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You are a man and woman of God. You are individual after God's own heart. That's why you could declare and you could decree when the enemy comes and say, if you'll be a leader or if that's your leader, you could declare and decree, say, listen, I am a son, I am a daughter, I am a man, I am a woman of God, and this is my very right to be standing where I'm standing. Now watch this. Watch this. This is something that the saints, we got to begin to position ourselves. The kingdom is about not trying to think it. And this is where we get in a lot of trouble at, because we overprocess. We begin to overthink. It's on impulse, reflex. Amen? It's just like somebody tried to take a swing at you. And you have these reactions where you might step back. Your hands might go up. You might do some type of thing. You might end up flinching. What you're doing? You're having a reaction. You have a reaction on impulse. See, what happened with us when we begin to get in trouble and the enemy begins to make quick moves on us because we go and sit and wonder and ponder. We try to figure things out. Okay, what this little bitty thing is doing. You know if something is out of order. You know that if something is not right. You don't have to wonder and ponder. You don't have to be submit to the spirit of slothfulness, amen, or procrastination. And that's exactly what we're doing in the body of Christ, and that comes up on the religion. That comes up on the religion field. That's procrastination. We begin to procrastinate other than attacking the word of God. Long as we individuals that procrastinate, we are individuals that we're going to get overtaken. Eventually, you're going to get overtaken because you procrastinated. You're sitting down, you're waiting, you're pondering, and the enemy's keep hitting you. I declare and I decree tonight that this be a last night of your procrastination. You're going to begin to work. You're going to begin to attack the word of God. You're going to begin to come in alignment into a place where you got spiritual reflexes. You begin to make, my God Almighty, decision impulsively. Anything that comes into your ear, you will not procrastinate. You will make impulse, reflex, reaction to the word of God. First of all, we have to understand the truth and meet with the enemy. So right after that, when the enemy came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, but turn these stones into bread. And the fourth chapter is there. It said, but Jesus answered. That but Jesus answered in the fourth voice, that means immediately. He immediately responded. He didn't try to think of anything. He had an impulse. Why? Because the truth of the word of God is in him. If you never walk into the fast and walk into the truth, you are never going to be able to have a quick reaction to the adversary. Amen. The truth of the word of God is in him. So he said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of who? Out of the mouth of God. One thing that the enemy cannot do, he cannot come against the order and structure what God done set up. If God done told you, if God done promised, if God done told you you blessed, God done told you you healed, I can care less what the enemy tell you. I can care less what he try to do. You need to have your reflexes and impulse. Put the word of God on the enemy that God said it. God said it that I am healed. I feel the Holy Ghost. God said that I'm delivered. God said that I am going into a place within him, and that shadow it, that shall be. Because look at this here. When Jesus said, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, Jesus did not have no more conversation right after that. He did not have no more entertainment with the enemy on that level. The enemy did not come back to him later on and say, well, if you didn't want to take this bread, well, this over here, and turn this into a steak. You turn this into a thing. You turn into collard greens. Why do we keep getting with the same old attack? Why the enemy keep coming at us the same old way? Maybe because it's an area into our life that we are not paying attention to, and the enemy don't found the crack. He don't found the area that he keep coming in and penetrating in every time. Until we shut the door, until we close up everything, he's going to keep trying to hit that same old area. I decree and I declare to tonight, that God will use a spiritual magnifying glass, my God, to illuminate areas in your life, and every area that you see a crack in, you begin to deal with the problem for a change to take place, and your door shall be shut in the name of Jesus. Now watch this. The second area I want to pray over tonight, and we're going to begin to end in this area right here. Now, I want to show you something. Now, I want you to take very, just listen to this very closely. Now, the eighth verse is, it says, again. Other words, it says, again. Other words, the enemy at some point, it came to Jesus again. He did not, it's not like the thing what we put across that, okay, the enemy attacked him here, then took him over here, attacked him here, and took him over here, and attacked him here. No, he hit the enemy left, my God, it left. It's not decreed what the time frame that the enemy left God then came back and hit him again. Amen? It's not the time frame, but it was a specific time frame where the enemy hit him with the first attack, wasn't successful, backed off. Then came out again. See, that's what the enemy do to you in your life. He will hit you with something, he back off. Because he want to see your response. He want to see, are you going to give up, or are you going to tell him where is the weak areas at in your life? Where is the areas at in your life that you need to deal with? Or you haven't, where's your weakness? He always trying to search and look for individual weakness. Watch this, I'm going to show you something. And I'm going to show you right in this here that he don't find somebody weakness. And you don't find someone weak, and now he began to use it against him. Watch this. It says in the 8th verse, it says, again, the devil taking him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms. Y'all hear me? Kingdom. So what he just did, he began to speak the language back to Jesus. He began to speak the language that Jesus been speaking, where he is positioned to and where he is headship at, back to him. He didn't say, my God, he didn't say took them up and show him all the churches. He didn't say took them up and show him all the ministries. He didn't say I took them up and show him all the assignments. He said he took them up and show him all the what? Kingdoms. Kingdoms with an S. He said, watch this. Of the world, watch this. In the glory of them. And watch this. It says, the kingdom of the world and the glory of him. So he's talking about access. He's talking about position. He's talking about being are pretty much like our president, our prime minister. So she's talking about being stewardship, you know, like a president of the United States is pretty much over and governing all 52 states of the America. He's talking about position, high position. Watch them. And he says, and Satan said unto him, all these things will I give thee. Now, this is very interesting. This is a very interesting concept because he said, all these things I will give unto him. Last time I read in the Garden of Eden, that God told Adam and Eve to be, told Adam to be overseer, begin to count the different things, name everything, put stewardship over the garden. Last time I checked, God began to tell man that he put man here to dwell. He told the serpent that you're going to crawl on your belly, you're going to eat the dust of the ground. Last time I checked, that God made us the head of the table. Last time I checked, but the enemy got some possession the way he said all these things. Well, that indicates somebody is giving him all these things. Somebody is giving him the possession. Somebody giving him and giving him the authority to come snatch something. How many are blessings that we allow the enemy to take away from? How many opportunities that we've done been stolen? How many things that we don't position, we don't reposition, we don't remove, we don't do different things, and the enemy don't took these things to where, to the place to where he was dealing with the wealth. He was dealing with wealth because he said, all these things will I give to you. So he's talking about wealth. He wasn't talking about a little sum, my God. He was talking about a large sum. So therefore, he said, and all he wanted, he said, all these things, and all you have to do is thou will fall down and worship me. So you give him the opportunity, the choice. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. The enemy gave him the opportunity, the choice. I declare and decree this night, tonight, that you will not turn no blessings over. You will not miss any decision. You will not miss any of the opportunities that God has for you, for your home, for your family, for your life, for your career. I decree and I declare tonight that you're going to be a threat to the enemy because you refuse to miss another appointment, a set time, a set appointment by God, that you in your life, you in your family, you, my God, in relationship is going to increase and going to go into the incline. I declare and I decree unto you tonight that you're going to begin to operate in impulse. You're going to begin to release the word of God quick, sharper than any two-edged sword in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree tonight that you're going to be individuals that are going to be able to stand against the wall of the adversary and begin to change, my God, your life, your family life, everybody that is connected to you, regardless if it's father, mother, brother, sister, all the siblings, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy and speak over your life that the seed is blessed. Whatever seed that you have is blessed. Seeds are worship, seeds are joy, seeds are peace, seeds, my God Almighty, are economics that is in your life. In the name of Jesus, that you are blessed, your family is blessed, your home is blessed. You are going to continue to walk into the blessings of the Lord. I declare and I decree tonight that you're going to end up walking into the kingdom mindset, that you will take a stand for the kingdom, begin to separate anything that is not like God that try to come into your life. I declare and I decree that you will be generation breaker. You will be spiritual soul ties breaker. You will be poverty breaker. You're going to be, my God, a lack of breaker. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight, the month, the enemy that you have seen on yesterday, you are not going to see him again because he's going to respect who you are in the kingdom. He's going to respect your name. He's going to respect your position. He's going to respect that you are a son and you are a daughter in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree tonight that your prayer life will not be attacked. You will not allow the enemy to rob you from your prayer. You will not allow the enemy to rob you from your fasting, rob you from your worship. You will not allow the enemy to rob you from the word of God for what it said it is. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree tonight that you are generation change. changer. You are problem solver. You are an individual that make an impact and influence in the body of Christ to make a penetrating impact for others, going to impact the world in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree tonight that finances and wealth going to begin to roll into your life, because you're going to find the problem and put a solution with it. You're going to find the problem and deal with change. You're going to find the problem and begin to, my God, begin to empower your economics around you, regardless if it's in your community, in your state, regardless of where it's at. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight that you shall not wonder and ponder if you're a son or if you're a daughter of God because of the things that you've done, because of the things that you've been through, because of your thought pattern, because of that. In the name of Jesus, we break that in the name of Jesus. We come to the place, God, that we worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we declare, we decree tonight that truth will open up in our minds, truth will open up in our spiritual eyesight, truth will open up into our outer gates and our inner gates of our ears and our spiritual ears that enter into a soul of our mind. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight by your word that comes inside of us, allow it to illuminate, allow it, my God, to overtake us in the spirit. In the name of you, God, teach us a new worship, Holy Ghost. Give us a new prayer, Holy Ghost, as our soul begins to cry out unto you, as our soul begins to wail in the spirit unto you. God, I declare and I decree tonight that you would give our minds, our soul, a spiritual detox. In the name of Jesus, a spiritual detox for everything that we have been holding on to, everything that has been spoken to us, that came into our life, came into our mind, came into our spirit, that begins to pollute and contaminate, so we cannot decipher the word of truth. In the name of Jesus, we shall be individuals that you call us to be, sons and daughters, individuals that operate in the fivefold for the upbuilding and edification of the peoples of God. In the name of Jesus, for we cry out, God, and we give you the glory. If you need a financial change, you find the problem, and you come up with the answer to the problem. You don't transition your life to spiritual wealth. Understand who you are and your identity. Don't sit there and be an overthinker. Get the word of God, get it into you. An overthinker is just basically trying to say all the things that they do know. I'm not confident enough to release this statement or release this answer into you, because I'll probably go into error. You know if your color, you know if you got on a red shirt and somebody tell you you got on a blue shirt. You release the answer on impact. You have a reaction. They say you got on a blue shirt. You say, no, it's red. Why? Because you know the truth. You understand. You got information where it was truth information that gave you the understanding of different colors. So they cannot come and tell you unless you have a deficiency to where you don't understand colors because you are color blind or you have a color disability. I declare and I decree tonight that every spiritual disability that is in your life and your family, I declare and decree tonight that is broken in the name of Jesus. Your spiritual senses will be sharp. Thank God for all of you for tuning in. Tomorrow we'll be right back on, 7 a.m. in the morning. Sorry for the technical difficulties that we had on yesterday and this morning. But you push, and don't get frustrated and don't stop. We'll be back on 7 o'clock tomorrow morning and also back at it, 12 a.m. God bless you all. Go home. Go in your bedroom. Meditate on this. Let it absorb you in the scripture of truth. Meditate on it. Look at it. And begin to hit the reset button to position yourself, your family, regardless if you're single or not single, for a place of success, spiritually and naturally. Because God gave us the power to attain wealth. In the name of Jesus, God bless you all tonight.